This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, the GOP repeal and replacement of Obamacare, the American Health Care Act, has been able to move forward. The House Budget Committee on Thursday narrowly voted to advance to the House floor the bill with a 19-17 vote. Three Republicans did oppose the motion. Representatives Dave Brat from Virginia, Gary Palmer from Alabama, and Mark Sanford from South Carolina, all of them members of the House Freedom Caucus, which are more hard right than you would think would that people that would be more moderate or to the left were going to oppose, but these were people that were of the House Freedom Caucus. All Democrats, of course, voted against the motion. After the vote, the committee continued discussing the measure. Republican members are expected to propose revisions to help smooth the bill's passage through the House. So it did overcome another hurdle and is moving forward. Budget Committee Chairman Diane Black, who's a Republican from Tennessee, called the legislation the conservative health care vision that we've been talking about for years in her opening remarks, and she urged Republican skeptics on the panel to have an open mind. She called the bill a good first step. Now, of course, the Democrats have spoken vehemently against the plan. According to Representative John Yarmouth from Kentucky, who's the top-ranking Democrat on the committee, said this is Robin Hood in reverse, but far worse. He highlighted the Congressional Budget Office's analysis this week that projected that 14 million fewer Americans would be insured after 1 year under the plan, which, as you know, I've disagreed with. I think we were going to have millions of fewer Americans purchasing the health insurance anyway. So I think we would have seen millions by next year not covered under Obamacare anyway, whether the GOP plan goes into play or not. The committee may not directly amend the bill, but may make non-binding recommendations. Any substantive changes, substantive. I don't know how to say the word. Wow. Changes would be made by the House Rules Committee, which now controls how the measure is presented and debated on the floor. So the House Rules Committee will now control that next step. Committee Democrats pushed a series of amendments to the bill that were rejected mostly along party line votes. They sought to strike provisions that would increase costs for poor or middle class households, according to the Washington Post, and require that the Secretary of Health and Human Services certify the proposal would not increase the number of uninsured Americans. Now, you see, that's impossible because we're already having more and more uninsured Americans. That's already happening. So you can't blame that altogether on the overhaul, repeal, and replace. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. They say one Democratic recommendation attracted support from Republican Representative John Faso, who voted for a motion to remove from the bill a provision that would bar federal funding from Planned Parenthood for 1 year. That's going to be very, very debated, highly debated, because Planned Parenthood gets a lot of funding, and in order for us to fund states to be able to do as they wish with Medicaid expansion and hospitals, et cetera, and still recommending insurance companies cover pap smears and birth control at no cost, having, you know, funding going to Planned Parenthood may be double spending. So I don't know how that's going to fly. The committee action comes a day after House Speaker Paul Ryan said that his health care proposal must change to pass the House, marking a significant retreat from his earlier position that he said the legislation could fail if altered. So looks like we are seeing compromise, not on one side, but at least from the GOP side. And Ryan did sought to emphasize that the House bill is one of several steps that the GOP plans to take to repeal and replace Obamacare. He said we are clearly in sync on this in terms of there not being discord between him and the White House. Trump, of course, has offered his support for Ryan's measure, and it's moving forward. So what had happened was the Congressional Budget Office had said that 24 million fewer Americans would be insured over the next 10 years over the GOP plan. Now, the reason why this is making headlines, and it shouldn't be looked at negatively but looked at as positively, is when we start to scale back Medicaid. The Medicaid expansion was supposed to be temporary. I've said this over and over and over again. When the recession hit, and in 2008, 2009, people were losing their jobs in droves. Independents, Republicans, Democrats agreed that we need a safety net to help catch those who lost their insurance, because that's what stinks. You could get a job, but you can't keep your insurance. Your insurance, not only will you lose your job, but you lose your insurance also. The job should never be tied to your employment, or the insurance should never be tied to employment, but that's another debate for another day. But we wanted Medicaid to be expanded temporarily to help those people who lost their jobs. And millions lost their jobs. If the economy is getting better, I still think we're in a recession, but if the economy is getting better and we don't have as many people unemployed, they don't need Medicaid. Right? So we can scale back that big safety net, because that safety net was supposed to temporarily catch them. You don't need to keep the net the whole time. So, as those millions of people got Medicaid and they go back to the workforce, they're going to need Medicaid less. So, we were going to have to scale that back anyway. And in fact, it probably was supposed to be innately scaled back under Obamacare. It just nobody did. Because they, you know, it would look bad politically. So, when the CBO said 24 million fewer Americans would be insured, considering we insured more than 30 million Americans with Obamacare because of Medicaid expansion, that makes sense and it starts to scale down. That makes 100%. But of course, politically, they're saying, oh, no, this is bad because you're cutting Medicaid benefits. Well, the Medicaid benefits were only expanded temporarily. If people are back to work, they shouldn't be needing Medicaid. If people aren't back to work, let's get them back to work. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Would you want it funny?
Or serious?
You decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four
Seasons Now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know you can email us when you go to the Dr. Dahlia website. And thank you guys for your notes and your comments. And if there is anything you want me to read on air, please email us. There's a contact site on the Dr. Dahlia webpage, or you can email us directly at drdahlia@hotmail.com. So here's a few of your guys' comments that we received over the last few days. Manny from Anchorage, and by the way, yes, tell us where you listen, all right? I don't think I have an affiliate up in Anchorage, Alaska, but tell us, is it the GSAN Live 24/7 line? Is it iHeart Radio? Let me know how you're listening. But Manny from Anchorage says, why don't we have single payer, and you pay more if you smoke, even more if you drink, even more if you're obese? This will incentivize people to take care of themselves. Okay, so let's start with this. We have some other emails. Well, let me Let me read to you these emails, and then I want to kind of address them one by one and maybe combine some of them. Yoon from Los Angeles says, I listen to you at night on 720 a.m. when you're in Vegas. Why aren't colleges including health insurance in the tuition? This will ensure the younger. Matt writes, he doesn't say where he's from, why isn't chiropractic covered? And he goes on in terms of pain management, et cetera. I don't know. I thought some plans do cover chiropractic. So let's start hitting some of these questions. And these are great. And please, guys, you know, not only can you email us at drdahlia.com, but call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So let's start with Manny's here. Why don't we have single payer and you pay more if you smoke, more if you drink, more if you're obese? This will incentivize people to take care of themselves. I would switch it around a little bit. I would say, here's your premium, and you get a discount if you don't smoke, if you get a discount if you don't drink, if you get a discount if your BMI is under a certain weight. And you check in, you could check in once a year, and or even 6 months if we really want to, you know, be on top of it, or every 3 months to see if you could get a credit. And because the one thing with insurance companies is everything happens just, you know, once a year. Well, why not have people show, look, I'm off smoking now, I stopped smoking, all right, you could test me, all right, let me cut my premiums, look at my BMI, I got my BMI under 30, or I got my BMI under 25, look at this, all right, you know, cut my premiums. I think that would be very incentivizing. I think that's a good idea. The single payer, though, Manny, that's a tough one. The thing with single payer is I foresee a single payer system being like the VA system, or being like Medicaid or Medicare. It's got problems. It's got issues. One is medical providers, many of them don't like to take it because they don't get paid by the government. So many of them, you know, they have a much easier time dealing with private insurance companies than they do with the government. That's what happened in our neck of the woods. All right? You know, we would get paid on only a couple out of every five claims. And then when we tried to argue and tried to, you couldn't get through to anybody. You couldn't get paid. And so these issues that we have dealing with a government-run single payer is an issue. We also don't want a monopoly of a private company. So if we want the government out of our health, you know, decisions, not looking at our, that's the other thing too. A lot of people are bucking single payer. They don't want the government, right, looking at our diagnoses. They do for older individuals. They have full access to that. But maybe with, you know, some of the private companies, you have a little bit more privacy. So I don't know about that. But what I do like is insurance companies saying, look, for $500 a month, all right, you could get this insurance. We will discount you $50 if you don't smoke. We'll discount you another $50 if you don't drink alcohol. We'll discount you another $50 if you have a BMI under 30. We'll discount you an additional $50 if your BMI is under 25. So now you got your rates down to $300 a month. Yes, there could be fraud. People could be lying, etc. But there are some ways to test. There are some ways to tell. You know, and if an insurance company finds you lie, they could kick you off. Save the money. Because it is going to be expensive to test everybody. But I do like that idea. Manny, I like the way you're thinking. All right, Yoon from Los Angeles says, why aren't colleges including health insurance in the tuition? This would help insure the younger. So that's kind of interesting. Okay, tuition is very expensive. And so that would be pretty cool if those dollars for health insurance, rather than these kids being on parents' insurance and the parents having to pay out of pocket, why not the college institutions that have a lot of money pay the premiums? That's an interesting thought, Yoon, and thank you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm not sure if it's going to work because already colleges charge an arm and a leg. If you tell them they have to include health insurance for their students, they have to include it, now prices are going to skyrocket. Now, I did some work at a college healthcare center, you have to staff it. You need staff. You need, you know, providers. Maybe you want to give medicine, so you have to stock. You have to have a pharmacy. Running a clinic on campus can be expensive. Now, I think what's really, really smart is if you have a clinic run by the nursing students or the medical students, that could be pretty cool. And then it could cost less. It could give, you know, students a great opportunity to learn. But, you know, everybody has a right to health care where they have, you know, these schools, they're communities. There's like thousands and thousands and thousands of people that there's, I don't know if you could make a clinic big enough and you could have a clinic run by enough supervising providers to make that work. So that's a problem. So either A, you provide a clinic on site and that clinic is where everybody could go and get their health care, which is pretty cool, and that would save money. I just don't know if financially it's realistic. Or you ask the college to include that health insurance card basic coverage. All right, if you're a college student, you have this basic coverage. It's a good thought. I just don't know how practical it would be. And then Matt wants to know, why isn't chiropractic covered? So when it comes to dealing with chronic pain, if insurance is covered, massage, acupuncture, chiropractic, physical therapy more, you know, because I know physical therapy, after a while, you use up your benefits. That's a good question. I don't know. I thought many insurance companies do cover it, but you're right. Not a lot of them do. And I don't understand, because I think those who are able to see a chiropractor or get osteopathic manipulation or be able to, you know, use a modality such as massage or, you know, acupuncture, et cetera. And these are things we talked about yesterday when we talked about chronic pain. Yeah, I think that would definitely save money in the long run. You know, the more services they provide, the more they're going to charge. You know, many people, when they go to their chiropractor, they go to their chiropractor 2-3 times a week in the beginning, and then they could start cutting back, and then they need to go for readjustment. That's a big mistake many of us make. We only go to the chiropractor when we're in pain. We should be going when we're fine, and as we start to lose alignment, we prevent the malalignment from reoccurring. So you need to keep it up, just like with your teeth. You don't go to the dentist only when your teeth rot. You go to your dentist for preventative measures. So that's something we do need to invoke and we do need to encourage when it comes to chiropractic care. But just like physical therapy, after a while, the physical therapy is expensive. And you paying 3 times a week, no wonder insurance has a cap. They're like, people could go for therapy their whole lives. They could, you know, because it feels good and it works. So they have to put some sort of a cap, end it somehow. And so, unfortunately, I would suggest if this is a service that you want your insurance to cover, recommend it. Say, look, I'm going to be purchasing another insurance. See, that's what stinks. In this Obamacare day and age, you don't have that power to tell your insurance company, you're going to lose me. I'm going to go somewhere else. Because right now, insurance is either what your employer gives you or the stark choices you have on the exchange. So before, you used to be able to say that, going, look, I'm going to go switch to Cigna or Blue Cross Blue Shield, you know, or Aetna if you don't cover chiropractic. This is BS. And they'd say, well, you know what, let's put in an authorization or, you know. The customer used to be king. It's not like that anymore. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Piedmont Attorneys Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas. The attorney responsible for the content of this ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based only upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, guys, Rebel Up. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We're getting to many of your emails that I haven't been able to talk about on air. This one I thought was kind of relevant because I guess Honey Boo Boo's mom went through some big makeover, and I think she's doing a reality TV series to lose weight and, you know, a makeover, and good for her. I never watched Honey Boo Boo. I have no idea what the show is about. I don't even know the cast or the characters, etc. But Susan writes, Susan is from Raleigh. You helped a male listener get a date. What do ugly girls do? I'm not pretty, she writes. I'm 30, single, overweight, and I'm afraid I'll never get married and have kids. She says, I don't want to become so desperate that I marry anyone. I want to be attracted to him and love him, or the marriage won't work. So let's go back a second. I didn't help a male listener get a date. I just kind of talked to him about how to make himself more attractive, you know, sense of humor and smile and eye contact. And there's somebody for everybody out there. But first, quit using the word ugly. Ugly girls. There is no such thing as an ugly girl or an ugly guy, all right? In terms of looks, in terms of, you know, in terms of physical characteristics. I use the term ugly when somebody is on the inside who's ugly. And I've known many attractive people whose insides were so ugly and foul and evil. And so don't, when you use the term ugly girl, I'm thinking ugly on the inside. All right? All right, so the other thing, too, that I think is really weighing on people is everybody's seeing these articles on Jennifer Aniston, how she looks the same 17 years later. She's beautiful. She's good. I don't know if she uses plastic surgery or whatever, but she was always a beautiful woman. And she has the type of facial features where, you know, her aging will gracefully blend with her beauty. And she hasn't had kids yet. Okay, we all look less attractive after we have children. It just happens. If you look at us before we had kids and then after we had kids, and it's not so much the aging. It's in nature, our face changes. We just don't look as good because, again, we're not supposed to be attracting other mates. If we have kids in the animal kingdom, our, you know, offspring, we're supposed to be, you know, spending our time and our efforts and energy concentrated on the offspring and making sure Papa Bear or Papa Hyena is fine and taken care of, right? We're not supposed to be attracting other hyenas, right, or other bears. So, all right, so let's go back to a 30-year-old single who's never had kids, who's not pretty. How to make yourself, okay, well, first, you don't have a lot of self-esteem. So the first thing I say is go get a makeover. Go and get a makeover. We don't put our makeup on correctly. A lot of us, we don't. And if you look at stars, there's a lot of stars out there that are not very attractive. Okay, let's take Amy Schumer, for example, all right? If you saw the movie Trainwreck, all right, and I understand it, she's a comedic talent, so she doesn't have to be, you know, drop-dead gorgeous in these, in these movies, all right? But there were some scenes where with the lighting and with the makeup, they made her look good. And then another scene, okay, so she didn't look that good, all right? But no big deal. She still overall came out of that movie looking attractive. I have seen bad pictures of Jennifer Aniston. I've seen bad pictures of Mila Kunis. I've seen bad pictures of Tom Brady's wife. But they're just snapshots. Whereas I've seen good pictures of all of them. So one thing you need to do is you need to find that snapshot of yourself. And if there's a snapshot or a selfie of you where you look beautiful, that's real. I mean, as long as you didn't Photoshop it and add stuff to it. But if you got yourself at a good angle, in good lighting, in a good outfit, with good makeup on, and you say, you know, damn, that's a good picture of me, you do have beauty. Right? And everybody has been able to do that. That's why selfies are so addictive. Because we can make ourselves look hot. All right? I have been blown away by some of the pictures I've been able to take of myself. All right? Only I take them of myself. It's at the point now where you don't even want anybody else to take a picture of you. Like, look, let me do it because I know exactly how I need to look. And you guys have seen me. I'm buck-tooth. I got all these freckles and facial hair and googly eyes. But I can make myself look good in a selfie. So one thing I would suggest is go. Learn how to put makeup on correctly, okay? Learn. Now, some of them may not give you too much advice because they want you to come back to them, but you need to find somebody and say, look, I am doing this for self-esteem. I don't think I'm putting my makeup on right, and I don't feel pretty. And I want to learn how to, and I'm going to pay you extra, to teach me what I need to do to make myself look pretty. And look at how they do the colors. A lot of times we're putting the wrong colors around our eyes or we're doing our eyeliner wrong, etc. From a health standpoint, be healthy. If you aren't healthy on the inside, you're not going to feel pretty. That's why many people with anorexia or bulimia and eating disorders, they go, I'm ugly, and you're looking at them going, no, you are not. You're hot. Because, again, they're not healthy by what they're doing on the inside, and so they feel not attractive, which, again, going back to the animal kingdom, if you're not healthy, you know, and nature doesn't want you out there carousing around, mating, because they want to make sure that you are healthy when you start your offspring, when you start to get pregnant. So it's another defense mechanism. So get healthy. Drink water. Drink, you know, make sure you're eating protein. Make sure you're eating good vegetables. Make sure you're getting a balanced diet. Make sure you're exercising. If you don't like your weight, slowly start working on that weight. Don't do any crash dieting, but start exercising more. When you exercise more, you're going to feel better and you're going to feel sexier. All right? And even if it's only 10 minutes a day, I don't care. While you're watching TV, do some arm stretches or some arm circles or some hip circles. Or while you're at work, suck in your stomach or do some, you know, leg. I do a lot of, like, leg tapping. Not because I'm nervous, but because at least I could be working out my quads and I could be working out some of my muscles. Work on your teeth. If you think part of the reason why you're not pretty is because of your teeth, go to a dentist. All right? Let them start taking care of your teeth. Maybe you need to get Invisalign. Maybe you need some braces. That helps. Okay. Another thing is also, you know, for some of us, our spirituality. So, you know, if you do belong to a church or a temple, all right, when you learn that God loves, you know, all his children, it does help bring out the beauty in you. And it brings out the beauty in others. You're not finding somebody you want to be with, and you don't want that desperation where you don't want to, you know, find somebody you're not attracted to. Well, you know how many of us fall in love with somebody that we meet at temple or church? Because that inner beauty is so damn radiant that we end up loving everything about them, you know, and so that also helps. I want you to also get enough sleep. If you don't sleep enough, that's going to make you feel haggard, etc. If you're going to get a makeover, also a lot of us don't do right with our hair. All right? You know, go and get your hair done. And I know some of these things cost money. But rather than buying cheap makeup or, you know, going to, I don't know, a haircut place that's not really working for you, find a stylist. You know, you may just have to pay a little extra and go, look, what will shape my face? What will make me look better? And there's a variety of different hairstyles you need. Same thing with guys. A lot of guys are doing the wrong hairstyles, you know? And you could even change your hair color. I don't care, you know, but there's a lot of different things you could do. Change your lipstick, maybe start wearing lipstick. If it's an acne issue, you could start working on your acne. Clothes. A lot of us dress inappropriately. Yeah, some of us are more curvy. Some of us are more overweight, but there's a lot of cute outfits now that work around that. But, treat yourself. Go through a selfish phase for the next couple weeks. Give yourself a makeover and start doing more stuff, you know, in the community. You're going to meet people. 1-877-DOCDELLY.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Hi. Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. For those of you that want to learn health Spanish for your job, please go to LearnHealthSpanish.com. Inexpensive, fun, fast, easy to do, and you guys are going to impress your employer, so why not? Go to LearnHealthSpanish.com. If you use code DDW, gives you an extra discount, you'll be pretty happy. All right, but more importantly, your boss will be happy. So a dad This is very interesting. He thought he had a bad stomach ache. So he goes to the hospital. His abdomen was distended, right? And the surgeons go, something's up. Maybe he had some sort of a perforation, something. There was unfortunately pus everywhere surrounding his organs. And this was one of the sickest patients Dr. Elizabeth Steensma, an acute care surgeon at Spectrum Health Butterworth Hospital in Grand Rapids, saw. This Mr. Breen was becoming sicker, and doctors didn't know why. The test came back positive for strep. But I don't think he currently had a sore throat. Right? His son had been treated for strep throat. But he got this rash on his chest, and so maybe what happened is he had some undiagnosed throat infection that migrated to his abdomen. When he originally went to a doctor to see if he had strep because his son had strep, the test was negative. So surgeons flushed out his abdomen to clear out all the bacteria and the pus, and he still went into septic shock. So he was in danger of being killed by his body's own immune system. What ends up happening is the blood pressure starts to plummet and the organs start to shut down. It's this response that happens when you're in severe sepsis, an infection that takes over the body. Some think it's a defense mechanism for the blood to be shunted to the brain and the heart to keep the body alive. But when you start going through septic shock, you start to lose your arms and your feet because you're not getting blood supply. The only treatment at this point was supportive care while he was on antibiotics and hoped for the best. The wife started contacting family members because she was told that her husband might not survive. She's only 33 years old and a mother of three. So luckily, Dr. Steensma and her colleagues were able to save Mr. Breen's life. They weren't, though, able to prevent the permanent damage to the hands and feet. When the body was in, full-blown shock because of the sepsis, the arms and legs did not get the perfusion that they needed to. And so you end up losing blood flow, and then, unfortunately, your fingers start to necrose, start to turn black. There's a picture of what his hands look like, but he basically his fingers and his toes started to die. They said Breen's hands and feet started turning black. Doctors told him that at the very least he's going to lose his fingers and part of his feet. And he was a very athletic, active 44-year-old. So the family started a GoFundMe page to help cover expenses. This experience is a rare one, but it does happen. And what's very scary is this started by an exposure to strep throat. Now, the majority of sore throats are not caused by strep. They're caused by viruses. Right? And you could get these common colds, and these things can affect the throat. But it doesn't sound like he was in full-blown strep throat, and this somehow infection seemed to sneak off and then get into the abdomen. So we're very anti-antibiotic these days. And this is what really bothered me with that Georgia girl that was ziplining and got into an accident and cut her leg, and the doctor didn't give her antibiotics because he thought he cleaned it out really good. It was a clean wound, sewed her up. And then she was like, look, it still hurts, and she keeps coming back. And they're like, no, but it doesn't look infected. The infection was so far down under the skin layers along the fascia that covered the muscle that nobody saw redness or pus, obviously, so they didn't give her antibiotics. And meanwhile, the infection got worse, and to the point where she goes into septicemia, she goes into shock, loses her hands and feet. So, finally, the third or fourth doctor that saw her put her on antibiotics, but at that point it was too late. So the problem we have is the media and public opinion starts to make doctors and medical providers second-guess themselves, all right? And this gets to be very scary. We've talked about this in a variety of different professions, okay? Your instinct, your gut instinct that something's up may prompt you to do something. So, for example, if I had a guy who said, yeah, I guess my throat bothers me a little bit, but my son had strep throat and I just don't feel right. What I would have done is I would have swapped him. And if he was strep negative, I'd say, come back if anything changes. All right? If that sore throat gets worse, I'm going to treat you anyway. You were exposed. Maybe the test is a false negative. And I'm not saying I would have saved this guy's life or I would have saved his limbs or whatever. But I wouldn't have said, sorry, you're fine, it's viral, go. When somebody says something's up, I just go, I believe you. Right? Or I'd say, look, if anything changes, here's the antibiotic that you could take. I only did that for patients I trusted. Unfortunately now, you don't get doctors who have known you for years. You don't get doctors that know the family, that treated the family, etc. It's different these days. So you're going to walk into somebody who doesn't know you, who is now employed by a big hospital system, and says, look, all my prescriptions are monitored now on electronic medical records, so every time I give a penicillin or something, it's going to be counted. And I have to justify it, so I'm not. Which, by the way, could be a good thing, because now we don't have over-prescribing of antibiotics. But it just takes out the art of medicine. You walk in to a place where nobody knows you, and unless you have something that triggers their sixth sense, you may be getting the cookie cutter answer and response to your problem. And that's not how we save lives. How we save lives is we go against what the textbook says, and we go, wait a second here, something's not right. You know how many appendicitis patients I diagnosed who never had a fever, who didn't have a white count, and who actually had an appetite that day? It's because I didn't care what the textbook said. I'm like, look, I don't think something's right. I think something's going on with your appendix, and you just haven't mounted a fever yet, or the infection is walled off so the rest of the body doesn't know. But you're telling me your tummy hurts a little bit because you fell off a trampoline. I'm feeling your appendix, and you're saying, ow. And, I can't tell you how many times making a lateral turn, found something. Now, have I ordered tests that were completely normal? Yeah, absolutely. Good. We rolled that out. Okay, it looks like you don't have a tumor. Looks like you don't have appendicitis. Absolutely. And unfortunately, those are the tests that insurance companies don't like. Well, the person had one of the worst headaches they've ever had, after having trauma. You did a scan. There was no blood in his brain, so you ordered the scan unnecessarily. No, that's BS. The guy had trauma to his head. He has the worst headache ever. Yeah, I'm going to be examining his... Yes, I'm going to scan his head. Sorry, he doesn't have a bleed, and he's not at risk for death to please you. So things are different these days. And I'm a little nervous that we're going to be seeing more and more of these septicemia cases as doctors are going to be less inclined to give an antibiotic. Now, mind you, we do have to do something with our antibiotic overprescribing. Absolutely. It's a problem. And we have too much resistance to antibiotics. Absolutely. But the problem is we're missing some of these people that really need some help. 1-877 Doc Valley.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.